This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much, and good evening, good morning, good night, good whatever where you are in this world for this seventh meeting of the CCA WGI Accountability Workstream 2, ICANN Ombuds drafting team or subgroup, whatever name we want to take. Thank you for joining. I would like to apologize because I send you an update of the document late, and the agenda of the meeting also at the same time. But we will review all that during the meeting, and if there are, of course, change needed, we will do it. I will go through the PowerPoint first quickly. That's a list of the participants. As you can see, since the beginning, we have a very small attendance, including from the active participants. If you have any idea how we can have them involve more thoroughly, it will be a good idea, because it's a pity that we have 20 active participants and we have just five of them, or maybe a little bit more, but who participate regularly to this call. This is our seventh call, and yes, for me it's very early, but for some it's middle of the night, and for others it's a day. It's why we take those three time slots to share the pain. The proposed agenda, it's to take the roll call as it is in the AC room. If someone is not in the AC room and just on audio, it's time to say so, please. Okay, I guess that everybody is on the AC room. We will, in fact, not review the items from the last call because they are all included in the new version of the document, and we will try to use the review of the document as a check on the action item. I would like to have a discussion with you about what to report to the full or to the plenary of the CCR Accountability Working Stream 2, as the meeting will be later today, later, and talk a little bit about our next meeting. Before we go to the document itself, here are the chapter title, and as you can see, I have updated those title because we had a discussion about what is the difference between recommendation and advice, and I try to specify that the recommendation it's about the Ombuds Office, and the advice will be to the ICANN Ombuds Office, but we can review that, of course, when we will have written the text in those documents. And I guess I add interaction with other ICANN mechanism to brackets. As I remind you in your the mail I sent for this meeting, I suggest to have a report, a short report from each of the liaisons, but as you can see, there are even very small number of liaisons from those groups, I suggest that we will do that, taking into account the document in few minutes, if there are some inputs to be given by some of the liaison. And to remind you that next call we will have Steve Del Bianco and Cheryl. She's here, yes, I know, but as a one who take into account the stress test, and we will discuss two stress tests where there is some inputs from and about the ombudsman. And that will be at the end of the meeting. Okay. If we can change to have the document, I send in the same time this PowerPoint, it will be great. Thank you very much, and as you may have seen, I had added new text in this document, and I tried to put it into two lines here, for example, in diversity. But before we go to diversity, I would like to follow on the discussion we had last time. Let's find where it is, about the the need for bylaw changes. Yes, it's a little bit here. Okay. And I know that both Herb and Asha wanted to give us a feedback of the discussion they had in one in Los Angeles and in other. I don't know if it was somewhere or in on the phone or on Skype, but if you can, if I can give you the floor to give you, to give us a, to give you the opportunity of giving us where we are with that, and I see that both Asha and Herb ask for the floor, then Asha, please go ahead. We can't hear you, Asha.
Hello, can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes, now we can.
Okay. Okay, there's a lot of echo. Hold on a minute. Please bear with me. Hello?
Hello? Yes, Asha, but still echo.
Okay. Okay, 1 minute. I'm going to try something else. Okay, 1 minute. I'm going to try something else. Can you hear me now?
Yes, it's better with no echo.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. All right, thank you for that. So, thanks for that, Sebastian. So I wanted to provide some clarification on a discussion we've had during a couple of our previous meetings. The first one is about whether PTI is a subsidiary or an affiliate. And I think we had some back and forth. I was we had some back and forth on this, and I think finally we've agreed and we've discussed with our legal counsel, and we've clarified that it should be an affiliate and not a subsidiary, because there was the terms were being used interchangeably. So I think we've sorted that out. So it's best if we all use the word affiliate as opposed to subsidiary, and they can't be used interchangeably. And that's really in accordance with California corporate code for nonprofits. The second question we were discussing is the fact that there is no mention of the PT of the ombudsman in the PTI bylaws. And so the question then was, what would be the role of the ombuds in any PTI-related disputes? So we have discussed this in the board with as well as with our legal counsel. And the thinking right now is that there are mechanisms through which the naming functions agreement in the ombudsman will have responsibility to get involved with complaints with the PTI. And the PTI's work really is to be fair, is solely directed by contracts with the ICANN. So we are comfortable that the PTI bylaws do not have to be updated to specify the ombudsman role as it relates to PTI. So a couple of things we could do to get around this is, for example, we could provide some content on the ombudsman and the PTI website that explains that the ombudsman is able to assist in dispute between PTI and any party that's receiving a service from the PTI. That's one option. Another option is to modify the ombudsman framework and charter, the framework that we have for the ombudsman. And because we have to understand the fundamental concept behind all this is that the availability of ombuds is enforceable on ICANN through ICANN's bylaws, even if it's not specified in the PTI's bylaws. So I just wanted to clarify those two points. Thank you.
Thank you, Aisha. Earl, please.
Thank you, Sebastien, and thank you, Asha. That was very informative regarding the PTI. I really don't have much else to say other than the fact that in keeping with the concept of inclusiveness for the office, simply adding a link on the PTI website, as Asha mentioned, or adding it to some sort of a communication, as we move forward, including it in discussions, topics, and also maybe making an active presence at some point during some of their meetings, either at the ICANN meetings or when they hold various meetings through the year, dropping in just to say hi. So it could easily become more of a communication objective than an actual rewording of bylaws or any other documents. Thank you.
Thank you, Herb. As you can see in the document, all those inputs are already inserted and suggested. I have a few questions to go a little bit deeper here. Do we consider that the request of the CWG on stewardship is only on naming functions? That means that we and it's written what they ask for. We don't take into account the other function of PTI. That means that they don't want to use the ombudsman. That's the first question. And my second, it's more, we heard different reports both from Herb and from Asha that we don't need anything in the bylaws. I would like to be sure about that, that it's enough for our work, and one of the other solution proposed here. I suggest that we came to that to the full group of the CCWG, ultimately they will have to decide. My preference, if I can speak for myself here, is that we need to have something else than just the website. And if we don't want to do something into the bylaw, at least we need to write clearly that into the framework of the ICANN Ombudsman Office. Please feel free to talk about that. I see that Herb is asking for the floor. Yes, Herb, go ahead.
Thank you, Sebastian. I could possibly suggest that we take a look at this definition of affiliate and see whether it is inclusive when we talk about ICANN community, and also if there are other examples of organizations or groups similar to the PPI group that are already included in the framework because they are in some way considered part of the community. So there may already be a catch-all phrase in the framework, such as community, that is inclusive of groups like PPI. Thank you.
Thank you, Herb, for your suggestion. I will add that in the possible solution and way forward. Thank you. Asha, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, great.
Can you hear me? Okay. Sorry, I'm using a new phone and a new device today, so you have to bear with me today. I don't know how to use them. I wanted to address the point you made earlier, Sebastian, about putting it in the ombudsman framework. I would be more than happy to support that suggestion. So the idea of putting it in the website is only meant to suggest a one of multiple possibilities and not the only one. So I definitely would support the suggestion that we put it on the ombudsman framework. And the other point was, question I had was, I couldn't hear Herb very clearly. It sounded very muffled, his voice, so maybe you could type it or re-say it about what you said about affiliate and and about
maybe
the
community.
Sorry, I couldn't hear it.
Yeah, maybe I can do it, Sebastian Bachelet, to try to. And Asha, it's written in the notes taken by staff in your screen at the right hand side of the screen. Herb was saying that we should look at the definition of affiliate and see if it is inclusive for the within the ICANN community, that the affiliates, it's included in the ICANN community, and if ICANN community is in the framework, then it will be in the framework. And yes, we will look to this affiliate, and thank you for supporting the idea the ombudsman framework. Go ahead, Asha.
All right, so Sebastian. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, thanks, Sebastian. So if you want, I have a very short definition here in front of me. I could read it out. I can't type it in because I don't know how to type it in with this new device, but I will read it out very quickly. So an affiliate is a term often used to refer to a commercial entity with a relationship to a larger entity or a peer with or without control over the affiliated entity. And this is a key point. So affiliate is a broad term that can refer to numerous circumstances and arrangements. In this context, PTI is viewed as an affiliate of ICANN. And by the way, I just wanted to clarify, this came from our general counsel. So came from the ICANN General Counsel, this definition. In this context, PTI is viewed as an affiliate of ICANN because ICANN is the sole statutory member of PTI with the ability to appoint the PTI board. PTI is a separate legal entity that is controlled by ICANN through its membership and its ability to appoint the PTI board, as well as the community powers that will exist in ICANN's bylaws. These arrangements and circumstances create an affiliate relationship between the two entities.
Thank you, Asha. Maybe later on, if you can send to the list this definition, it will be great, and we will add that to our document to take that into account, and thank you for this section. Any other?
Yes, we'll do. We'll send it to the list.
Thank you, Asha. Anyone else want to about this topic? Okay. If not, thank you very much. What next? I don't remember where I have inputs. Not here. Sorry for doing quickly to the document. I guess I have to go up and not down. Yes. Okay. Let's go up by PC. Sorry again. Let's go up. There's nothing here. Here we had this discussion. Then, as you can see, I had those. It was star, but it seems that it's a little square, black square lines. But between those two lines, I had inputs or question, and I would like to suggest that we go, if you think that for each part of the document we have specific question we need to answer. What I would like to do now is to go through the question and not to try to answer them right now, but of course if you have inputs that will be welcome. Okay. As you can see, I made mistakes. The numbering was supposed to be question the number of the paragraph. It's 2, and here it must be. I don't know what's happened, but something. Okay. I have to change the numbering, but and what it's when it's written not 100 but IOO, it's ICANN Ombudsman Office to shorten my typing. In the discussion we had this question: can we and how can we enhance the independence of the ICANN Ombuds Office? And I guess that's one question we will have to answer. And and if you have any idea in which chapter we will have to put that idea, I guess it's in the 9, but we may wish to review that. Asha, it is a new end or it's a previous end? I guess it's an old one. Okay, that's a question about the independence. The previous question, not too much we discussed, but we had add to the document the 8082 part referring to the ombudsman. And from this part, I took out this question. What is the role regarding ICANN Ombuds Office of the board, board governance committee or the board committee? What is the role of the employer community? If there are other roles, we need to add them, and this answer will be reported in Chapter 9 of this document. Feel free to jump into the discussion if you have a comment, question, if you think... here, it's to say that in the Chapter 11, and Chapter 11 is the chapter where we will talk about interaction. In 8081, it was a question of the interrelation between the different mechanism, then it's something we will have to deal with. Now here, I will put the question first. In the ATRT 2, there were a question about review and the role of the ombudsman regarding staff, and I turn it to question as in this report of the Workstream 2 Ombudsman, is this report of the Workstream 2 Ombudsman drafting team can be considered as a review requested in ATRT2, or do we need additional work? It's something we start to discuss last time, and I would like to raise this issue to the full CCWG, but I would like to have your inputs on that when you think it's appropriate. The second question is the role of the ICANN Ombuds Office regarding ICANN employees versus public policy. It's written in more words up there, and regarding ICANN anonymous hotline user and other whistleblowers. That's something we start to discuss, but we need to come back to this discussion. Nobody want to take the floor? Okay. Yes. I see that it's a new end. Herb, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Sebastian. I just wasn't clear on the instructions. Are we looking to answer these questions now, or are you just looking for comments?
For the moment, Sebastian speaking, I wanted to have your comments about is that the right question? Is it a good way to go go ahead with this document? Maybe specifically on the question of the review, we can do it now. It will be good to have more input, as it will be a question I will raise. I suggest to raise this afternoon for me with a plenary of the CCWG on accountability. I think for this specific question, if you have some adding point of view, I remember that you suggest that you can help to handle a review, but if you have specific inputs, Herb, or other in that question, it will be a good time to do it. And thank you for raising the issue.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say that there are a couple of things that potentially we can do, and of course one of them is bringing in an outside expert, which was what was done originally in the AP1. So that is an option, but of course there are costs attached to that, which I would have no trouble sharing if it was an option that the group would be interested in, bringing in either some sort of a peer review or a professional ISO review of the office, which has been done in the past. Thank you.
Thank you, Herb. Asha, please, go ahead. We can't hear you.
Now, can you hear me?
Now, it's coming, yes. Great. Go ahead, Asha.
Okay, great. Great, merci. Yes, I couldn't hear her very clearly, but I was trying to guess what he said. If it's in relation to an expert, I would urge discretion and caution in that we should really look around for experts if we want to, and get quotations or get some sort of estimate or budget in advance before we commit to it.
Thank you, Asha.
What is the mandate you want to give? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, but it's getting a little. But it's, I guess there is no disagreement on that. But the first question is, before we had an expert, is it what we have to do, or is it something somebody else has to do, or we don't need an expert? And I am not clear about what is a request from both the ATRT to implementation team and the CCWG on Workstream 1, and I will bring that back to the full group later on today. But I take both your points. Other comments? Okay, thank you. And let's go up. I try to add something about the diversity. Asha, sorry, is it still an end and I didn't leave you talking up to the end? Or it's, I guess you were done, but it's maybe because a technical issue you were cut off. And go ahead, Asha, if you have something to add, and sorry for misunderstanding and technical trouble. Go ahead.
Hello?
And for the moment, now we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes. I pretty much had finished. I just wanted to add the last point, which is what actually you kind of read my mind, which is we need to, in advance of discussing whether we need an expert, discuss amongst ourselves what would be the mandates for this expert, what areas we are not very clear on before we go to the CCWG, or even ask Herb, the Ombudsman Office, to fund anything. We need to discuss it would be a good idea to discuss amongst ourselves what areas is it that we are not clear about and that we would need help on, and start from there. Thank you.
Thank you, Asha. I get your point, but I want first to ask the question to the plenary about the fact that are we looking for us as the review or and the work we are doing? And if the answer is no, yes, we will go into more detail on what you are suggesting and what Herb is suggesting too. But my first question is that, sorry, I will go back to this part of the document. So my first question is, is this report can be considered as a review requested by ITRT2 and CCWG on Workstream 1 or not? If the answer is yes, we are almost done. If the answer is no, then we will have to figure out what additional work we need and by whom and which mandate and the cost and so on and so forth. And once again, thank you for your input. Okay. Let's go to this. I try to take into account some of the inputs in the document sent by Workstream 1. But first I have to say that Workstream 2 on diversity drafting team or design team is still on the startup phase. We had one meeting. But I guess it's just one, but no more than after I send this document, I saw that staff send a staff document about diversity. I didn't have the opportunity to open it yet. It's to say that this is not what I put here was not yet discussed in the Workstream 2 on diversity. But I took from the document, as you remember, during the Workstream 1, there were work party 3 on emerging issue, and this work party organized various subgroups, and one was on diversity. You have the link here. On the final proposal from this working there were both a problem statement, and in the problem statement there were discussion about do we need a diversity office and do we need an election office, and suggestion was to see if we need those offices, whatever the name it's taken, is it possible to include it in the duty of the ICANN ombuds office or not, and it's this part I underline in red, in the part after the prime statement there are next issue or next phase of the work, and one of them it identifies the possible structures that could follow, promote and support the strengthening of diversity within ICANN. It was a document about diversity, of course, and it's where we are with that. I had two questions. And is the ICANN Ombuds office must can be in charge of diversity office, and the same about election office? My take on the current work on the diversity issue, and what I would like very much doing so is that if there are same type of inputs from the other working group or subgroup, it will be great to have them in the near future. I guess that's the. I guess we get through all the new part of the document. Any comments? And particularly, I would like to be sure that you agree that we go with this type of way with question raised in each point and to see what we do, where we do it, and what report, where we will put it in the report. Please go ahead.
Merci, Sébastien. Diversity, as I typed there, then dawned on me that possibly Asha doesn't have access to the chat room. Diversity, possibly. I mean, the diversity issues, human rights issues, some of those fundamental issues that office deals with, not frequently, but do definitely fall within its mandate. I could see that potentially being a role of the ombudsman. A little bit more hesitant about the election office. Sounds a little bit more of requires something that would be a little bit more structured as sort of an auditing type of role. So I believe that would require a little bit more analysis. Thank you.
Thank you, Herb. Interesting inputs, of course. Other comments, questions, ideas? Okay. I guess I will go up to the top of this document, but I guess that's, yes, Cheryl, please, go ahead.
Thanks, Sebastian, and Cheryl, and you know, for the transcript record. I'm not bringing in any point to diversity, but I also want to make sure that we realise that many of the groups are very early on, and in cases of some of them not even started. We have to remain open to dependencies and interdependencies throughout our whole process, particularly with something like the Ombudsman. I could predict, for example, that in an accountability there will be some specific issues, but whether or not they are beyond what is currently enshrined in our bylaws and in the mandate of the office, we don't know yet, and we won't know for some time. So it may be that diversity and other ones are going to be in a similar situation. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Sebastian Bachelet speaking, and definitely fully agree. I just wanted to start the ball rolling, and as you are the leader of this SOIC accountability, of course we can't predict what will be the output, as we can't predict what will be the output of diversity, but another way would be for me to say that it was under question, because it was in the previous document. It's not an invention from our group, but we may have, and for example, if I take something I have not done, for the staff accountability, if we took the question we have about this question role of the ICANN Ombuds Office regarding ICANN employees versus public policy and ICANN anonymous online user, please. There is a mic open, I guess. Oh, it's okay. For example, this question maybe need to be discussed with staff accountability subgroup, And it's something we can start also to raise with them. But unfortunately, Avery, she's not with us now, and but I will talk with her and see what we can do, and add that here in this part of the document. But yes, thank you for the reminder that we are still for some group in the early stage. I will not say that for your group, Cheryl, as you have already 6 or 7 meetings, but it's a long way to go, anyhow, for all of our group. Okay, can I take your inputs, your not inputs that you agree with the way forward with those questions, and we'll try to answer them in our work. And if so, really, if you think that there are questions we need to raise in each of, or in any part of this document, please feel free to do it. Okay, for this later on full group or plenary of the CCWG, I will ask the question about, I will raise the issue of the coordination, but I guess Cheryl will be there, and we will be able to exchange on that, on how best we can do it. And I would like to raise the issue of the review, as we discussed earlier on, and maybe the discussion about PTI, where I go to this part here, to the PTI, the role of the ombudsman regarding PTI. And that will my 2 points I will raise, I guess, in this plenary. Do you think that there are other points I need as a reporter to raise during this meeting? In fact, it's not the plenary this afternoon. Sorry, it's the preparation call, and the plenary will be tomorrow afternoon, or tomorrow. Yes, afternoon for me. That's, I guess it's 1 p.m. UTC. Okay. Thank you. I guess we can finish soon. The first is that next meeting will be next week at 1 p.m. UTC, and we will follow on the discussion with this document. I hope that we will have some input from you and from the other supposed to be active participant. And I would like to ask if there are any other business you want to raise now. Okay, I would like to thank you very much for your participation, and Herb, you are new, and go ahead, please.
Yeah, Sebastian, I'm not sure if the participation issue exists in the other subgroups, but it may be something you wish to address tomorrow when you speak with the group as a whole. And if other groups are experiencing issues, possibly a communication strategy or some sort of a call-out to the members that are of the respective groups to remind them of their involvement and the need for their participation. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll take that on board. Thank you, Herb. Okay. And thank you very much for your input and participation, and talk to you next week, and have a good day, end of the night, talk to you next week. Bye-bye. This meeting is adjourned.
Thanks, Sebastian. Bye, everybody. Brenda, won't disconnect me again. Occasionally, I cannot hang up my phone. I've hung up 4 times. Please terminate the call so I can have my phone line back.
Oh, sure, sure. We'll get that, Cheryl. Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It just won't let me go sometimes.